All right. Okay. All right, Nick, get ready. I'm going to hike it to you, brother. Okay, here we go. 24, 17, and a hike. Take it. Throw it to your brother. Throw it. All right.
Interception. Here we go. Here we go. There we go. Hey, he's trying to run. He's trying to run. Hey, look, Elvis in an ice cream truck. Come on now. It's the 30. He's at the 20. He's at the 10. He's at the 10. Touchdown.
Yeah. Hey, don't spike him. Oh, okay.
The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV. Everywhere you look, there's a heart.
Hello.
Hi, is Stephanie here?
I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Jennifer, too. Not the number two, but also.
Well, hi, Jennifer. Jennifer, Stephanie's in her room.
Oh, look, Jennifer, what a cute little girl.
Oh. They're not girls, they are boys, future men.
Honey, I think it's time our little linebackers got a haircut.
Sweetheart, please don't say the H word around them. They'll kick, they scream, they go nuts.
Jess, that's you.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, my Uncle Jasper's been cutting kids' hair for years. He's got the cutest little shop. You can either sit in a dolphin or a rocket ship.
Aw, did he cut your hair when you were a kid?
Actually, he cut my hair last week.
Nobody's touching a hair on my kids' heads.
Oh, honey, just a trim. They're starting to look like little sheepdogs.
All right, fine. We'll give them a little trim, but I'm going to do it myself.
Fine.
Where are you going?
Well, if you're giving them haircuts, I'm going to go buy them hats.
Jennifer! What are you doing here?
We thought we'd stop by.
We were on our way to Jennifer's house.
Not this Jennifer, the other one.
Great, welcome. So, what's going on?
Stephanie, we're playing tea party.
Tea party?
She must be running a fever. Oh, she's burning up. I'll be right back. I have to pack her in ice.
I don't feel sick.
Of course you're not sick. I just need some privacy. If the Jennifers like me, I'll get to sit at the cafeteria power table.
Big wow.
Look, these are the coolest girls in the fifth grade. Just stay out.
Excuse the interruption.
They don't look so cool.
That fever. She's delirious. Michelle, I am begging you. Just stay out.
It's my room, too.
Look, go away now, and I promise. The next time I do something really, really important, you can stay. Deal?
Deal. Who can I bother?
What do you think of my new sunglasses?
Those are totally out of style.
And that's why I don't wear them anymore.
So, did you see Arsenio last night?
I was asleep. I mean, I fell asleep from barking so much.
Well, I wasn't really watching either. I was shaving my legs.
Me too.
No way!
I was gonna shave my legs, but I like a little stubble. It helps keep my socks up. So, want to see my new earrings? They're really funky.
Those are clip-ons. They all are.
We always thought you had pierced ears. Well, I wear clip-ons that look like pierced earrings.
No way. Clip-ons are so second grade.
I know. That's why I'm definitely getting my ears pierced at the mall this weekend.
Oh, really? Well, we're going to be at the mall this weekend, too.
No way!
Rules! Enter.
DJ, will you take me down to the mall? I have to get my ears pierced.
I can't. You need a parent. Ask Dad.
Dad? You won't even let me put holes in my jeans.
Hey, Steph, what's the big deal about getting your ears pierced anyway? My dad did it to try to be hip, but he just looked like a pirate accountant.
Thanks. You're a comfort.
Hey, I do my best. Oh, DJ, I gotta go to wrestling practice.
Well, wait a minute. I'm the team towel girl. Nobody notified me there was a practice.
Well, haven't you heard? You've been suspended for sweat-mopping dry wrestlers.
Again? Come on, Steve, I'll walk you out. You know, Squirt, I can pierce your ears for you.
You can?
My brother Garth works at the Piercing Palace. I can have him bring home the gun.
Gun? What gun?
An ear gun. There's nothing to it. I've seen my brother do it 100 times. It's easy. You just put the gun to your earlobe and pow!
Like I might let you near me with a weapon. Your parents don't even let you use a fork.
Suit yourself, clip-on queen.
All right, boys, all cleaned up and we are ready for your haircut. Scissors.
Scissors. Comb. Comb.
And away we go. All right, boys, the hair follicle seems to be heading due south, so we cut to the east to balance out the two hemispheres.
Jess, you giving him a haircut or finding a shorter route to the Indies?
Danny, this is very important business here. It's very critical. You cut against the grain at Papa Cowlick, bada bing, Alfalfa City.
Fine, I'd love to see the master at work.
Thank you very much. I will require complete silence. And away we go. Okay, Nicky, come here. Daddy's gonna cut your hair just a little bit. All right.
You know, I remember when I was a kid, my dad once gave me such a bad haircut, I had to tell all the kids in school that I'd stuck my head out of the car at Lion Country Safari.
Would you please?
Sorry.
Thank you. Okay, Nick, here we go, my man.
I remember that was the same exact summer that I had to wear Uncle Mort's toupee to camp.
All right, that's it. I can't do this. This is too much pressure.
Jess, you just gotta face it. You're too emotionally involved.
Yeah, you're right. You know, doctors don't operate on their own kids, and that's only surgery. This is hair cutting. It's very important. All right, I'm gonna call Joey's Uncle Jasper. Yeah.
Hey, Dad, can we go to the mall tonight?
Sure.
Can we get frozen yogurt?
I'll even spring for a waffle cone.
Great. So we'll get frozen yogurt, get my shoes fixed, get my ears pierced, and get a new headband.
Whoa. Just back that up a little bit, please.
Get my shoes fixed?
After that.
Get a new headband?
Before that.
Oh, you must mean get my ears pierced.
That's the one.
So we better get going. We want to get a good parking spot.
Steph, you're too young to get your ears pierced.
But Jennifer got hers pierced.
Yeah, well, I'm not Jennifer's father.
But Jennifer got hers pierced.
You already said that.
No, there are two Jennifers, 4 years, all pierced.
Look, Steph, DJ got her ears pierced when she got to junior high, and you can get your ears pierced when you get to junior high.
But I'm not DJ.
Hey, I'm sorry, but I don't make the rules. Actually, I do. Well, it just so happens I think this is a good one.
You are so unfair. How am I ever gonna be cool?
What are you talking about? I just bought you those neat new sunglasses, huh?
Okay, Carmen. Would you like one lump or two?
Oh!
What's in your way?
Out, Michelle.
But I have a guest.
Your guest drinks out of the toilet.
So does yours.
Michelle, Kimmy and I have something important to do.
Important? Well, well, well.
Michelle.
You promised if it's something important, I get to stay.
Oh, let the runt watch. I work better with an audience. Okay. Whatever goes on in this room is top secret. Pinky swear.
Wow, pinky swear. This is big.
Okay. Park your lobes right here. Dad wouldn't take me to get my ears pierced, so I'm letting Kimmy do it.
Are you nuts?
No, I'm desperate. Let's rock and roll. Are you sure you know how to work that thing? Hey, do I get D's in English? So, partner, I reckon it's time we put some holes in them pretty little ears. Nose ring. I'm out of here. Good job, Kimmy. That hardly hurt at all. I'm a crack shot. Before I came over, I practiced on some cold cuts. Well, I better take these things out before Dad sees them. But hold it. You have to leave those studs in for at least 6 weeks until your ears heal. 6 weeks? What am I gonna do? I was just gonna wear them to school to impress my friends. If I wear them around here...
Stephanie!
I'm dead.
Steph, why is Michelle afraid to come upstairs?
Oh, Kimmy's here. Honey, what are you doing?
Sit-ups.
Sweetheart, you're standing up.
I thought they were too easy.
Is everything okay?
Great. Fine. I'm feeling the burn now.
You guys better open a window. I don't think you're getting enough oxygen. Whoa, Steph. Oh, that's an interesting hairdo. What is that, the Star Wars look?
Yeah. We're doing a Hairstyles of the 70s thing at school today. And I'm going as Princess Leia.
I'd feel really bad for that poor kid that has to go as Kojak.
What's the matter?
My ears hurt and they're really red. I think they're infected.
Oh no, are they gonna fall off?
Of course not.
Good, because your head looks funny.
Just drop it, okay?
How would you keep your glasses on?
I glue them to my nose, okay? Now remember, you pinky swore that you wouldn't tell Dad.
Okay, but if your ears do fall off, I get your Walkman.
Go! Oh, Jess, isn't this adorable?
Jess.
No,
no, no, no, no. Don't let the cute stuff fool you. It's still a barbershop, which means there's potential for danger.
Oh, hello. Hi, welcome to Jasper's Kitty Cuts. I'm Jasper.
Oh, hi. I'm Rebecca. This is my husband, Jesse, and these are our boys, Nikki and Alex.
Yeah, I know. My nephew Joey told me you were coming in. Oh, look at this. A double header. This calls for Big Bertha.
That's it. We're out of here. Come on, Beck. Let's go.
Oh, well, don't worry about it. It's just a toy.
This guy's about two grapes short of a fruit salad.
It's Joey's uncle.
My point exactly. Let's get out of here.
Okay, now, let's get some hair on the floor.
Hold on a second. Now, before we get any hair on the floor, I gotta ask you a few questions.
Oh, honey, please, just let the man do his job.
Yeah, just let the man do his job, honey.
No, we're not doing any job yet. Now, listen, I gotta ask you a few questions. Now, where do you get your training from?
I went to Stanford.
Stanford, that's very impressive.
Yep. Al Stanford's Barber College. Graduated class of 37.
They didn't have blow dryers in 37.
Jess? They didn't need them back then. All you did was hang your head out the old DeSoto and lean on the gas. Of course, you had to watch out for the other guy drying his hair. Boom! That's where the term head-on collision came from.
Boys, get in the car. Come on, let's go.
Yes,
let's
go home.
We're leaving.
Yes,
come on.
Please, it's just a haircut. Can we get on with this?
All right, fine. But it's going to be your fault if they end up looking like melon heads.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Come on, sweetie. You want to get in a rocket ship? Look at this. Mommy puts you in here.
All right, strap them in tight. It's going to be a long ride.
Whoa, can you drive this?
All right, they're ready.
Will you just cut their hair?
All right, all right, all right, already.
Jasper, wait! Jess, maybe you were right. Maybe the boys aren't ready for this.
Well, you two were really made for each other.
Can you excuse us one second, Jasper? Thanks.
Sure. I really gotta start charging by the hour.
Becky, what's the matter with you? I'm the one who's supposed to be the maniac here.
Well, you are. It's just that it just hit me. It all starts with the haircut.
Yeah, but
pretty soon they're potty trained.
Okay.
Then they're going off to kindergarten.
Right,
then they're shaving.
Becky.
Then before you know it, they're married and they
right.
have kids of their own.
Right.
They're never right. They'll
yeah.
never call. Jess, we're losing them.
Becky, you're losing it. Now, come on. Now, one of us has to be rational, and we're dealing with cutting their hair, so it's got to be you.
Jess, it's just that they're growing up so fast.
Oh, I know, sweetheart, but we can't go crazy every time they go through a new stage. We're just going to have to learn to live with it and go along, that's all.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I guess we don't have any choice, do we?
Hi, Jasper. We're ready.
Oh, good, because I'm finished. There you are. There you are. Little finishing touch, huh?
Oh, Nikki, Alex, you look so handsome.
Oh, boy. Very, very nice. Good lift, good flow. Hey, Beck, look at this. They got blue eyes.
Hey, and here's a reward for being so doggone brave.
Oh, look, boys, you get balloons.
No, these are for you two.
I told you, her ears look like Frankenberries.
Stephanie, your ears are infected.
Ow. Michelle, you promised you wouldn't tell.
I promise I won't tell Dad. Does this look like Dad?
Stephanie, did you pierce him at the mall after Dad told you no?
Of course not. Ouch. Not that stupid.
She let Kimmy do it.
What? You let Kimmy punch a hole in your body? Why didn't you just fall on a rusty nail? Stephanie, you have to tell Dad. He needs to take you to a doctor.
Oh, no.
That's okay. If you don't yell, you get a lollipop. If you yell a lot, you get two.
Oh,
Hey, girls, look at this, a rubber pencil.
Sorry, Dad. I see you're in the middle of something important. Okay, okay. Dad, before you get angry...
Oh, I hate conversations that start like that.
Dad, I let Kimmy Gibbler pierce my ears.
Yeah, right. Come on, what'd you really do? Oh my God! Steph! They're infected! Do you have any idea how dangerous this is?
Now, Dad, remember, she's only 10. I mean, I did a lot of stupid things in my time. Things you wouldn't even believe.
Like what?
Maybe you two should work this out.
Steph, sit down. You lied to me and you deliberately disobeyed me. I told you you could get your ears pierced when you got to junior high, like DJ.
Why do I have to do everything like DJ? When DJ did it, how DJ did it? I want to be treated like an individual.
Okay. Okay. That's a good point.
It is? I mean, it is.
Steph, let me ask you a question. Why did you want pierced ears?
All my friends have them.
So you wanted to be an individual so you could be exactly like your friends?
Well, no. I guess maybe.
Honey, if your friends didn't have pierced ears, would you still want them?
I don't know. Is this a trick question?
Stephanie, if you want to be an individual, you have to know what you want. As you get older, you're going to have to make more and more tough decisions. And you can't base your decisions on what your friends are doing or what's popular or what's on TV. You have to know what works for you.
How will I know?
Well, you have to think about what's right. And then if you ever have any doubts, that's what I'm here for. I love you, Steph.
I love you too, Dad.
Come here.
So sorry.
Listen, from now on, we're going to look at each situation individually, and we're going to base the rules on what works for you, okay?
That sounds great.
Okay, but first, let's get you to the doctor and have him look at those ears.
Good idea.
And then on the way back, we'll stop for a burger and some fries.
You're on a roll.
Because that's the last meal you're going to be having out for a long time.
Grounded, huh?
Yep.
Should have seen that one coming.
I can't believe you let Kimmy Gibbler punch a hole through your head.
Well, I'll put some...
Kimmy Gibbler?